Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
What is our kids' day? Well, Itamar Marcus joins us on the line once again. Itamar is the director of Palestinian Media Watch. Itamar, good afternoon to you. Thanks once again for joining us on the Afternoon Overdrive. Great to have you on board.
Okay, great to be with you.
Oh, thanks once again, Itamar. So let's start, let me just look at this headline in the Israel National News. B'nai B'rith at Canada is calling for a nationwide ban on Al-Quds Day events. Let's start with Al-Quds. What exactly is this all about before we get the conversation going?
Okay, so Al-Quds is the Muslim word for Jerusalem. Al-Quds Day was a holiday invented by Iran soon after it established the Islamic Republic, and the last Friday of Ramadan, they celebrate Al-Quds Day, which is a day where they dedicated to glorifying an Islamic Jerusalem and praying for Jerusalem to return to the Muslim world.
Okay, so having established that, what is Canada's concern about it?
Okay, so first of all, the only ones in the world who actually celebrate it are Iran and their proxies, all of the Shiite world, mm-hmm. And the Palestinian Authority, because the Sunni world doesn't. Now, what's happened is something very interesting, is that even though the Sunni world doesn't recognize this as an important day, and because Saudi Arabia, no one will be doing anything, The Palestinian supporters around the world, or I'll call them the Israel haters around the world, they've adopted it. So they've adopted this unique Iranian holiday because it's another way to attack Israel. It's another way to galvanize people against Israel. Countries are concerned about it because we know that people around the world get Muslims around the world. When it's put into a religious framework, the fight against Israel is nationalistic, but it's primarily religious for Muslims. Mm-hmm. And when it's put into a religious framework, we know there's always a potential for violence, a potential for terror.
Okay, so Itamar, just looking once again at the article, it goes on to say, B'nai B'rith Canada urges municipal leaders across the country to ban Al-Quds Day. Why has it been allowed to come to this point?
Because we know that when people are going to be marching, when people are going to be celebrating this day, they're going to pass by stores, they're going to break the windows, as they've been doing since October 7th, really. So in order to prevent the violence, they're trying to say, let's not allow them to have any celebrations of this day at all.
And it begs the question: a country such as Canada, which practices liberalism, and looks out for other nations, allowing this to happen, what is going to be done about it now? What exactly are they going to do?
Well, first of all, I think Canada is doing this because Canada has let, in the last year and a half, Canada let its liberalism run wild. Mm-hmm. And there has been so much vicious anti-Semitism in Canada, things that I would never have imagined are happening in Canada. Schools are being attacked, shot at, and firebombings here and there. It's really quite shocking that this is happening in Canada, which is always perceived around the world as such a liberal place. And I think this is an overreaction now, or a reaction in the other direction. Let's not allow them to even get started on this.
Right.
By packaging the anti-Israel forces into a religious frenzy, because who knows where they're going to end up.
Indeed. Itamar, we're going to leave it there. Once again, thanks so much for joining us on the show to explain exactly what Al-Quds Day is and why Canada is so involved with it in a manner which we've just discussed on the show. Itamar Marcus, Director of Palestinian Media Watch, joining us on the line.